Hi everyone, welcome to this week's Quick Tip. Today I want to talk about why it's important to set goals in Google Analytics. A goal in Google Analytics is the measuring of interaction with your website. You use goals to track and to learn more about how the visitor got that interaction. With that said, why is it important to set goals in Google Analytics? Well, the simple answer is for better observation of the flow of traffic within your website. Why is this important? Well, the more you know about your website traffic, the more improvements you can make, and with those improvements, better ROI for your business. So let's dive a little bit deeper into this idea. So follow me on this one. Think of a soccer match. You need to score goals to win. To score goals, you need to execute plays. The better the execution, the better chance you have of scoring goals. At the end of the match and before the next one, you would look at how those plays were executed and make improvements. Well, if you know, and the idea is that you make those improvements to score more goals. Goals in Google Analytics are very similar. The plays in Google Analytics are really the flow of traffic. The goals are the point of interaction that you could track from within Google Analytics. The better the flow of traffic to those goals, the more goals you will score. And so here's a real world example. If you have an e-commerce website, you typically have a cart page, a page or two to fill out information, you know, your credit card information, your shipping information, and then finally the last kind of checkout page. Besides the final checkout, there are several other goals that you can consider to understand the flow of traffic. For example, you could set a goal for newsletter signups, because goals will give you the attributing page for the goal. You could monitor which page the most newsletter signups occur. Another example, a goal can be to click on an 800 number. Note that the link will only work on mobile. It's like you can't usually, if you have a computer, unless you have a computer set up for goals, for calls, you're really not going to be able to make calls from a desktop, but mostly to mobile. But you can still track it. So when someone clicks the link, you can see on which page the link occurred. So let me dive a little bit deeper into that example. Let's say the 800 number is there if the visitor is stuck or needs more information. You could track which page that number is called the most, and in this case, you could take a closer look at the page. Maybe the description is too vague or hard for the audience to understand. Perhaps it's unclear what the visitor needs to do next. These are all things that they're assumptions, but they're things that you could test to see if you can get better conversions, that people aren't calling the 800 number. They're going through and checking out and purchasing a product. It boils down to what you really want to learn. Ultimately, setting up goals for Google Analytics is about what you want to learn. Unlike my soccer analogy, the more goals doesn't necessarily mean more wins. Unless you're thinking in terms of learning more about your visitor flow, then it can mean more wins in terms of your company's bottom line. Wins is a relative term, of course. You need to think about what you want to learn. What is going to help improve your website, and what is going to improve your bottom line? Going back to that 800 number example, if people are calling because they need help, how many are just abandoning the page and moving on? Setting the right goals in the right places on your website can help improve the user experience, and by enhancing the user experience, fewer visitors will move on to other sites. So here's the bottom line. Goals are really for winning. Learning about how visitors are flowing through your site and how they reach specific points is a critical component to improving the user experience. Setting goals will assist you in learning more about how they got to that point. Keep in mind that a website needs to be a living and breathing component of your business's success. Goals help you keep score on which quote-unquote plays are working and quote-unquote what plays need to have more practice. And that is my quick tip for today. feel free to reach out to me if you have any questions. You can follow me, obviously, on my website, MigmaMedia.com, as well as on YouTube. You can follow me on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter. You could just Google Migman Media and you'll find all the different places where you can actually find me. And if you like this podcast, don't forget to subscribe. I'm on Spotify, I'm on Apple Podcasts, and I'm also on Stitcher. So again, thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you again real soon.